This is Akashvani. The news, read by Ashok Ojha. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh said that BrahMos missile performed remarkably during Operation Sindoor. After Operation Sindoor, the demand for BrahMos missile has increased in foreign countries. After unveiling this statue of former Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Chandrabhanu Gupta at the National PG College on the second day of his two-day visit to his parliamentary constituency, Lucknow, the Defence Minister said that 14 countries have asked for BrahMos missile and it will also be exported from Lucknow. This will help in increasing employment in the state.
जो ऑपरेशन सिंदूर हुआ उसके बाद दुनिया के लगभग 14-15 देशों ने भारत से ब्रह्मोस मिसाइल की मांग की है तब ब्रह्मोस मिसाइल अब लखनऊ से भी एक्सपोर्ट की जाएगी यह फैसिलिटी रक्षा क्षेत्र में जो हमारी आत्मनिर्भरता है उसको मजबूती देगी और साथ ही इससे रोजगार का भी सृजन होगा और मेरा प्रयास यही है कि यहां और इंडस्ट्रीज भी आएं ताकि लखनऊ के साथ साथ प्रदेश का भी तेजी से विकास हो
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today met his Singaporean counterpart, Vivian Balakrishnan, and reviewed the progress in bilateral cooperation. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar, who is on a visit to Singapore, said the country is at the heart of India's Act East policy, while Singapore's foreign minister said, as the world inexorably transitions into multipolarity, India will play an increasingly important role as one of these major poles of opportunity. After his visit to Singapore, the External Affairs Minister will reach Tianjin in China to participate in the SCO Council of Foreign Ministers meeting. In the United States, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, has arrested 8 Khalistani terrorists across the country in a major crackdown on an international terror network. Among them is Pavitr Singh Batala, a Punjab-based gangster wanted by India's National Investigation Agency, NIA, for terror activities linked to the banned group Babar Khalsa International BKI. Last month, NIA had named Batala, along with Jatinder Jyoti and designated BKI terrorist Lakhbir Landa, in a charge sheet. In Bihar, a large number of citizens from Nepal, Bangladesh and Myanmar have been found during house-to-house visits in the ongoing Special Intensive Revision SIR of electoral rolls in the state. Our correspondent, quoting ECI sources, reports that BLOs on the duty found that these persons have been able to procure all documents, including Aadhaar, domicile certificate, ration card and others. With these revelations, some apprehensions are corroborated and the concerns are being duly addressed by the Election Commission of India. The ECI sources say that after proper inquiry, which is to be conducted from 1st of August till 30th of August, if found true, such names shall not be included in the final list to be published on 30th of September this year. The centre has directed states and union territories to take immediate and strict action against the issue of counterfeit and substandard fertilisers. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has written a letter to the chief ministers of all states and union territories. This letter has been issued with the objective of curbing the sale of fake fertilizers, black marketing of subsidized fertilizers and illegal activities such as forced tagging across the country. President Draupadi Murmu has nominated 4 prominent personalities to the Rajya Sabha from the fields of arts, literature, science and social services. The distinguished figures include eminent lawyer Ujjwal Devrao Nikam, social worker C. Sadanandan Master, former Foreign Secretary Harshvardhan Shringla, and historian and academician Dr. Meenakshi Jain. In cricket, England were 62-3 in their second innings against India in the third test of Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Lord's when reports last came in. The hosts resumed their innings on day 4 at the overnight score of 2-0 today. India were bundled out for 387 in their first innings, equaling England's first innings total of 387. At Wimbledon 2025, world number 1 Yannick Sinner of Italy will face 2-time defending champion Carlos Alcaraz of Spain in the men's singles final at the All England Club this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.